Good evening, everyone. It's just gone 8:05 across Wandsworth, and it's Rob Wong here live on Wandsworth Radio until 9 o'clock. And I just played you Ariana Grande and One Last Time. Now, before I start the show, I wanted to just say a little piece, I guess, about the Manchester attacks, the horrific things that have happened over the past couple of weeks. And just 2 weeks ago, my last show, when I was live on air, I opened the show with Ariana Grande hours before the attack. We knew absolutely nothing of the atrocities that were about to happen. And I just played it out of pure joy and just because genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, pop music and that kind of music, it just brings us so much happiness. And I can tell you that as a fan. So for that to be attacked in such a safe space was just so heartbreaking and devastating to see happen. But over the past 2 weeks, it's just been amazing, hasn't it? Things that we've seen happen, there's not really much that I can say that hasn't already been said, to be honest, by everyone else. But I'm just amazed that looking at the One Love concert yesterday, the kind of unity that has come out of this, and it just shows that people can really, really come together. And it's just so nice to see that something so, so horrible has happened. And we've managed to make something so good out of it. Isn't that amazing? This amazing feeling of unity, and watching bits of the One Love concert in Manchester last night just really, really proved that. So I just wanted to play a bit of Ariana and the lovely track One Last Time, which is kind of being championed as the kind of lead track for this Manchester movement. And it's just such a good song. And for now, it's just cemented in history, isn't it? It's just going to be forever connected to this unity that we're seeing at the moment. And it's just such a beautiful thing to happen, to come out of some like a really, really bad scenario. We've really, really made the best of it. So I just wanted to do that before we start the show. I'm going to play some Dua Lipa now, and then we will get things kicked off, because basically, yeah, I just wanted to say that it is amazing that good things have come out of something horrific, and all we can do is carry on as per normal. That's exactly what we're gonna do. So secret supper, I went to a fish and chip shop / Chinese takeaway. Is there anything they don't serve? Stay tuned to find out. I also ate some noodles from there, and I'll be giving them a review just from up near I get all the bridges mixed up around here, guys. Chelsea Bridge, Battersea Bridge, Albert Bridge, which one is it? I think it's Battersea Bridge, but I'm not gonna lie, I don't know. I just walk over them. So stay tuned for all that, but right now let's do Has It Aged Well. That's where I play a song that's a little bit old. It's not a classic, but it's not a new chart banger either. It's in the awkward kind of middle ground. So this week it comes from Madian. Oh, where's he now? I remember at the time he was this groundbreaking like 16-year-old French dance DJ. But I think that was about when I was 16. So he must be in his 20s now. And I've not heard from him in a little while. What's he up to? Do you reckon he's he's run out of money from this one song? No, that's not fair. He had about three songs. He's probably run out of money. He's probably in Top Shot now, isn't he, or something? So here it is, Icarus from Madian. I'm going to open the polls on Twitter. Head to @WandsworthRadio on Twitter and have you vote on whether this still sounds good or not. Okay, I'm going to open the no, don't undo typing, silly phone. Okay, I've just opened the poll. Go to @WandsworthRadio. And it's tedious this week, guys. I'm running low on sleep. I'll explain all later. My creativity is not all there. The track is called Icarus. Bear with me. So you two options for whether it sounds good or not. It still flies or too close to the sun. If you're not familiar with your Greek mythology, that won't make any sense to you. I was really scraping the barrel. I'm so sorry. Does this still sound good? Let me know. This week's Has It Aged Well. Oh, abrupt end on that one. That was Icarus from Madian. Just doing some reading on Madian, see where he is. Where are you now? As Lady Leisha once sang. Madian is 23 years old. So he's not actually that young anymore. at the time, I remember, I think I was about 18 when he was, you know, at his peak. So he was about 16 and he was hailed as like the Jesus of dance music, the second coming in the form of sick beats. What's he up to now? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you now? He's working on... he's released a track in August 2016 with Porter Robinson, who is another of the very same era kind of dance DJ that has kind of faded into the abyss. Him, Madian and Porter Robinson both played a set at Coachella. If you glue two kind of half-relevant dance DJs together, do you get one whole relevant act? Or, I mean, they got on at Coachella. I'm just jealous, really. I'm just bitter at that point. So that was our Has It Aged Well this week. Head over to @OnesWithRadio on Twitter and decide whether it still sounds good or not. Does it still fly? Because it's called Icarus. That's what I was going for there, guys. Or did it go too close to the sun? Because in the Greek mythology, there's a guy called Icarus that made wings out of wax, and he flew too close to the sun, and that's why his wings melted and he died. I think he died. I can't remember. Oh no! I've got the window open and it's raining on all the equipment. Wait there. Close the window. Are we still on air? It's okay. The rain hasn't taken us off air. Whew, that was close. That was very much the radio equivalent of, you know, when you notice it's raining and the washing's outside. I've got the studio window open and there's rain lashing against all the news computer. If it goes off air, then, oh no, now it's on record that I'm the one that wrecked all the equipment. I'm going to get a hefty fine, aren't I? I bet management are listening as well. They always keep an eye on me because they know that I'm up to no good. Yes, so has it aged well? I've completely distracted myself with the rain. Head over to @OnesWithRadio and have a little vote on the Twitter as well. And also on OnesWithRadio, you can just tweet in general. If you've got any messages for me, come and say hello. My name's Rob. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm live on air until 9. Still to come, Dua Lipa album track. Dua Lipa. I keep pronouncing it wrong. Also, new Carly Rae Jepsen. Yes, Queen. And new Lord as well, double Quain. So loads still to come. Need to say a thank you to Felix as well. I keep forgetting, 20 minutes since his show ended and I've not said a thank you to him. How ignorant of me. He did a stellar job this evening. Round of applause for Felix, everyone. Standing in for Hebe, who I believe is revising for her A-levels. Is that still a thing? They change it every year, don't they? I can't keep up with what they're called nowadays. So, really, really good job, Felix. Little bit worried now that I'm going to be upstaged by a younger model. And also, his name is Felix, which is considerably more exciting than Rob. So I'm a little bitter about that. And also, his show sounds quite good. And he's sniping for his own show. He's just sitting in for Hebe for now. So I'm worried that, you know, there's this young shark looking for a new show on Ones With Radio. Here's me, the old fish, floundering around on the shore. Can't even shut the window when it starts raining. Felix wouldn't make that mistake. Who's going to get the boot, I wonder? Well, we had a good run, didn't we, Ones With Radio? I'm probably off, aren't I? It's probably the end of my run. Ones With Radio. Right, just approaching 8:30 across a rainy Battersea. The weather's turned. The one week, it has to be, doesn't it? The one week that I've got, like, my laptop, my Nintendo Switch, literally everything I own that's electronic is all in my backpack, and I'm walking home. I've not got the bike today, and it has to rain on the one week that I'm travelling slow, and I've got all my electronics on me. Also, please don't mug me. Thanks. Very clever there, Rob. So the reason I'm carrying everything is because I've been attempting to get home since 10 p.m. last night, and I've still not made it back to my flat yet. As a long story here, I was up in the Midlands over the weekend visiting some family, and my car's been in repair, and I was going to drive it back down. So I set off from Derby. It's about a 3-hour drive. Set off about 10 o'clock in the evening, thinking, great, I'll be home at 1 a.m., be asleep by 1:30, fine. get up for work, loving life. Oh, no, no. No, of course it's never that simple. Got in the car at 10 p.m. Wouldn't start, would it? Would not start the car! So I had to wait like an hour to get recovery, to go back to my dad's. In fact, no, they took 2 hours to get here, so that took me to midnight. And then I was hungry, so I ate some food. And then the next coach back to London was 3:30 a.m. So I had an hour nap, got on the coach to London. By the time I got to London, it was 7:30 a.m. And I was at Marble Arch. I work over in Shepherd's Bush. By the time I got to Shepherd's Bush, it was 8:30. I was ready to start work. So I just come straight from my weekend in the Midlands, straight back to work. Just carrying everything that I've got for the weekend, which is why I've got the laptop and everything with me. And then obviously, finish work. I just walked from Shepherd's Bush to here because I, you know, I got the coach to work essentially. So I've not got a bike with me, which I normally have. I walked from Shepherd's Bush to Battersea. Took me an hour and 20 minutes this afternoon on a 1 hour sleep that I had at my dad's last night. And here I am. I've still not made it home. I've still not made it back to my flat. So I'm a little sleep deprived and I'm very, very keen to get home. I really want a shower. Now, tune out now if you don't want... If you want the story to end there, that's fine. That's a complete story. This is like the DVD extras. So you don't have to listen to this bit. It's also a little bit gross. I obviously haven't had time to go home and change. So, I mean, same socks since last night. Is that okay? Also, same pants. I mean, I've done the traveler's trick pants. Which is, if you've ever done a bit of backpacking or you've ever had to travel light, then you know where I'm at. You know, you've had a rough place to sleep. You just have to make do with the resources you've got around you. I've turned the pants inside out. I'm wearing them again. There you go. It's out there. I've gone public with the traveling trick pants. I've been rocking them all day at work. Now, I don't know if it's just me. Am I a weirdo? But under my desk at work, I keep an emergency shirt and an emergency towel. I don't have to use them very often, but today was the day that I was so grateful I had the emergency shirt and the emergency towel. The emergency shirt is like a proper D-grade £2 shirt from George, which I got as like a really emergency spare to keep at work. So I did manage to get a shower at work using the towel, obviously outside of work hours, and then the emergency shirt. So I'm okay from the waist up, but everything else... not doing so well. The secret's out there of the travelling trick pants. I'm sorry if you had to hear it, but I had to share it with someone. I just had to. Let's do Secret Supper. It's where normally Rudd and I... Oh yeah, Rudd and Florina aren't in this week. It's just me. I don't know if you've noticed. It's taken me 40 minutes to tell you that I'm on my own. I've been a bit busy doing a radio show. You've probably noticed Rudd and Florina aren't here. So it's just me. I went out and got food on my own. Normally, Rudd and I, before the show, we go and get some food from a local establishment here in Battersea near the studio, and we review the restaurant. We don't tell them that we're radio presenters. We just eat their food, and then we badmouth them behind their backs on live radio. So I went to a takeaway called All Welcome, which is marketed here on the leaflet as an oriental takeaway. They've got a website, allwelcomelondon.co.uk. It's on 152 Battersea Bridge Road. Battersea Bridge, that's the one, guys, I was talking about earlier. And it's a little trek from the studio, so I had to go on a little walk. I phoned ahead and placed my order, and then I went in for collection. And I ordered a, what did I get? I had tofu and vegetable crispy thin wheat noodles, also known as chow mein. So I phoned ahead and they said, great, it'll be ready in 5 minutes, which is pretty damn impressive. So, you know, from the off, it's a tick from Rob Wong. I don't know why I refer to myself in the third person there. Never do that. So the service, we rank it on service, venue, value, and food. Service, I'm giving 4 out of 5 because they had my order ready within 5 minutes of me phoning. They were really friendly, super quick and efficient. nothing, you know, extraordinary good, but still really strong. 4 out of 5 for service. Venue, again, I'm going for 4 out of 5. It was like your average takeaway, your kind of wooden decor, but it was very spacious, and they had some benches as well. So if you want to eat your takeaway in the venue, then you can, which is always a nice bonus. So 4 out of 5. Value, I paid £6 for my tofu and vegetable noodles, which is okay. It's okay as far as takeaways go. I've given it a 3 out of 5. I want to pay around £4 for it, to be honest. It's an okay price, which is why it's middle of the road, 3 out of 5. But to be fair, some of their other noodles, I really want to try the vegetable chow mein, which is just £3.80, which sounds like a steal. So I'll go for that next time, and I'll let you know how that goes. Some of their other stuff, you know, it's pretty average. Chicken curry, £4.80. Most dishes are around £5 or £6. It's pretty average takeaway prices from All Welcome. And finally, the food, I'm going to rank a 4 out of 5 because they delivered tofu noodles, which is pretty hard to find in a takeaway. Not many takeaways do tofu, so that's pretty impressive, especially for a vegetarian option, because normally it's vegetable noodles, vegetable rice, that's it. Maybe a vegetable curry. So to have tofu on the menu, pretty impressive. It was still piping hot, even though I picked it up and walked it back to the studio. Tasted really good, not too greasy, a little too salty for me. I think they used a little too much MSG, so my mouth is a little dry now. But overall, really, really good, really impressive. So 4 out of 5 for food, and All Welcome, on a grand scale, gets 4 out of 5. Could be a little bit cheaper, in my opinion, a little less MSG, but really, really decent entry. I'm definitely going to go again. And I will try next time the vegetable chow mein because it's just £3.80. So that's pretty cheap. Maybe next time Rudd and I do a show together, we'll go. That'll be cute, won't it? So there you go. That was All Welcome on Battersea Bridge Road. Just another local restaurant reviewed right here on Wandsworth Radio. Wandsworth Radio. So my main goal in life. Everyone has the one thing that they want to achieve, right? Some people want a family. Some people want to be the CEO of a company. My main goal in life is to be the creator of a really popular slang term. So, you know, like slang and just random stuff that people say. It's all going to start from somewhere, hasn't it? One person somewhere said lit, as in good. That happened once upon a time. I don't know who, I don't know where, I don't know when, but it happened. It obviously happened. Someone invented lit. Someone invented everything. Peng, as in really good. Oh, that was peng. Peng ting. Someone invented that. I want to be that person. Earlier today, this is the kind of insightful, intelligent conversation that me and my friends have. We were discussing our favorite brand of muesli. And, yeah, that's it, folks. If anyone is listening from Hebe's show, who is maybe a little younger than me, doing your A-levels, and that was me. That was me just 8 years ago. I was as young and as exciting as you. And now look at me, discussing my favourite brand of muesli. And someone told me that their favourite brand of muesli was a Swiss Morning. Now, I don't know if it's just my mind in the gutter, but Swiss Morning definitely sounds like something you do on your anniversary, wouldn't it? Or, you know, oh, how'd you keep your relationship spicy? Every now and then, treat them to a Swiss Morning. Is it just me, or... And also, I want to make it a thing. I don't know what it's a euphemism for. I don't know what the act of a Swiss Morning is. I don't care, to be honest. I just want it to be a term, because I find it absolutely hilarious. So, I'm well up for that becoming mainstream. If anyone wants to help me out in my mission, then... go ahead and spread Swiss Morning all you like. That was we love Wandsworth. We love Wandsworth. Wandsworth Radio. Now I'm not going to lie to you there, I was distracted because I was chatting to... I was having a little chat. Jack and Will are up next. They were putting me off, it's not my fault. I just heard them laughing in the office next door. I'm overrunning into your show because you were chatting to me. Not my fault. We do love Wandsworth as well. That was Chill Noons from Chronicle, our lo-fi track this week to relax us into the end of the programme. Thank you so much for listening tonight. It's been really good fun. I've got to wrap up really quick now because I'm overrunning. It's Jack and Will's show. Nostalgia Nights is up next. Make sure you stay tuned. It's going to be a really good show. As always, they're guaranteed to bring the bangers, as they do. I'm not here next week because I'm in Dublin for the first time ever. I've never been to Dublin before. I'm very excited. So I won't be here. Not sure who's filling in. To be blunt, not my problem. So I will be back on the 19th of June. I'll see you then. Stay safe. Stay happy. Podcast and Mixcloud of this show will be available tomorrow if you want to listen back to it. I'm going to leave you with Disciples and On My Mind. Thank you for joining me this evening, Wandsworth. It's been a real joy.